is Sam McNerlin. I'm interviewing my mom about my sister, Rosie. When did you first meet Rosie?
When she was 1 week old, she was in the NICU. We were foster parents. We were called. We just got a phone call to learn how to feed her. She had some feeding problems, and then we were going to be taking her home the next day, or once she was released from the NICU.
So why did you decide to adopt her?
Well, we decided to be foster parents, and we were open to adopting. So why did I decide to become a foster parent, you mean? It was something I decided way before I met your dad. I don't know. It was just something I felt like I had to do someday, to be a foster parent. We were able to adopt Rose when she was 18 months old, and we felt lucky about that.
How did you find out she had autism?
We knew she had delays. Both her parents were developmentally delayed. That's all we knew when we brought her home. We knew she had some delays early on. She was flagged early, like at 1 month old. She didn't have the gross motor milestones already, like even just, you know, to hold up her head a little bit. So at 4 months old, she started getting therapies. They ruled out autism because she would look us in the eye and smile and laugh. But when she turned five, she started getting aggressive and having a lot of outbursts, and so we had her reevaluated. And that's how we found out she had autism.
What are your favorite things about her?
Her laugh. She's always had a great laugh. I don't know, selfishly, she's taught me things about patience and taking life slowly. Sometimes that's hard, though. I don't know. I like when she runs around when she's happy. She's not happy that often, so it's especially joyful to see when she bounds through the house. I don't know. What's your favorite thing about when I'm okay?
When is she at her best?
When she's about to get one of her favorite foods, like a smoothie. Not a homemade smoothie that has spinach and beets in it, but a smoothie from McDonald's, like a sugar smoothie. She's real excited. She's focused, and she's able to not be so agitated for a little while. Or a favorite meal at home, she gets so excited, and she's able to kind of focus better. And that's when she's at her best. It used to be when she was in water, because we thought she was a mermaid.
What is her routine like?
She wakes up and she has to go to the couch right away with about 7 to 9 blankets on her and get her iPad and have frozen strawberries. If it's not a school day, then she has a smoothie in the morning. Then she gets ready for school. Sometimes she falls back asleep. Then she has breakfast. We get dressed. She goes off to school, usually happily these days. After school, she has a smoothie and more iPad time. And lately, she doesn't want to do much else after school, so it's a little frustrating.
What's the hardest part about taking care of her?
Her shrieking. Her her loud screaming when she's so uncomfortable and unhappy and we can't figure it out and she can't tell us. She can't tell us what's wrong. And she gets aggressive and that's really hard. Physically it's hard and emotionally it's hard. I mean, it's harder for her, I guess.
Thank you.
You're welcome.